Finger. Hello again, listeners of Siouxland Catholic Radio. It is a joy to be with you today. Monday. What is Monday?
Monday, April 18th, and Joanne Fox is in Siouxland Catholic Radio's building. Woohoo!
It's been a long 6 months in Arizona. God, it's such a joy to be back, and what a thrill to be talking about this first ever art festival. And I think we've given listeners just about everything they need to know about how we set this all up. But there's more, as Paul Harvey would say. And now here's the rest of the story. Again, wild hares, we sit around and we think of things we can do, and we are bringing in a chalk artist. And I'm going to let Lisa share with you listeners Maria's story.
Ladies and gentlemen, you all have seen, and we all know, that chalk art's been around since the caveman. And in the 13th to 16th century, chalk art really took hold in Italy, in particular Mondori's, who created chalk art and talked about the Blessed Mother. Well, we have in the Midwest and within a five-hour radius, the beautiful Maria Lowe, whose dad works and knows Steve Splankowski, who you'll hear later this week on our pledge drive. And she has been doing beautiful chalk artwork for the past 6 years. So we reached out to Maria, and we are so excited that Thursday, ladies and gentlemen, you are going to have your opportunity to experience a Mondori chalk artist for yourself right here in Sioux City. It happened a few years ago in Lamar's. It's been growing in popularity throughout eastern Iowa, and Maria is going to create Madonna of the Streets, tying perfectly into our pledge drive. She is going to, on the streets, in front of all of you, be able to spend that day creating the beautiful chalk art. She's here to answer your questions. She's going to take time for Mass. Ladies and gentlemen, chalk art is just one more endeavor, one more opportunity, and we are so grateful that the Gilchrist Foundation is helping to underwrite and to help bring Maria here. So that way our students can learn from her, and yes, she's going to be visiting several different schools on Friday, but also for all of us as students of the faith, as well as students of the art, to learn more about our Blessed Virgin Mary and to be able to see and experience her in a different perspective. So we want you to come. We're all this week about celebrating the Blessed Virgin Mary, and we want you to come and to see the kids' artwork, to see her artwork, and then to hear the beautiful artwork of our guests during our spring pledge drive as they talk about how Mary has transformed them through their lives and their ministry of service.
And it's just a great collaboration between a number of things, you know, Siouxland Catholic Radio, the students who submitted art, Maria's story, which is absolutely remarkable. And we are truly blessed, listeners, that she had time in her schedule to come and spend 2 days with us. She's from the North Dakota area. Hopefully, the blizzards, which it's been about 3 days up there with some serious weather, that that snow will melt and she will get on the road and come down and see us. And we are all looking forward very much to seeing her. Of course, one of my common sense friends said, well, what if it rains that day and she wants to do the chalk art? And I said, you know what? I bet Maria has a plan B for that. So that's what we'll do, plan B. But again, it's an opportunity for you listeners, if you have the time, to come down to the station and experience this on Thursday when she will actually be creating this Madonna of the Streets. And interestingly enough, we had to work with the city of Sioux City to make sure that was okay. Another collaboration in which they said, you betcha that's okay.
And thanks to Angela Wallace with the City Parks and Rec Department, because this is not something the city has done before, and for them to do this for us is exciting. And ladies and gentlemen, we are praying that it's not going to rain, because when the chalk is washed off with the rain, the image will be gone. So come down Thursday, and if not, come down Friday, come down Saturday, and to see the beautiful chalk art. And if you're coming for Mass on Saturday, take a view too of it and enjoy it all.
And now we kind of want to segue into really the reason of why we're doing all of this, and that is our spring pledge drive. Hard to believe that the spring pledge drive is already here on us. We start Tuesday morning, And our first guest is our board president, John Fitzsimmons, and he's coming on with his daughter, Mary Kate. And Lisa, you know the backstory behind this a little better than I do.
Ladies and gentlemen, you know that John Fitzsimmons was a part of that original group with Father Harold Cooper to be able to work with our colleagues in Omaha, Jim Carroll and the like, to help establish Siouxland Catholic Radio. And so as we celebrate this 14th year, we kick off our spring pledge drive with John and him talking about where we've been and where we're going. We're also excited that John shared the other day with Ann that Mary Kate is in college and she is discerning a calling to the religious life. And so what a wonderful opportunity for the Fitzsimmons family, who has a son who is now going through the seminary, to talk about their faith, how Siouxland Catholic Radio has been a part of that, and how Siouxland Catholic Radio and their family continues to grow in their ministry and their love to the church. And so it's fun for us to be able to say, you know, not only are we asking you to give the best and first of your fruits to God, here's the Fitzsimmons family who's been doing this for probably 24, 25 years to bring you Siouxland Catholic Radio, and has a son and a daughter, hopefully, who are always dedicating their life to God. So what a wonderful thing. And then, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to do something a little different. Right before John and Mary Kate get off the air, we have Derek Propst coming from St. Mary's Parish in Spirit Lake. Some of you know Derek's folks from Lamar's. Derek is a 2013 Galen Catholic graduate who was discerning a calling to the priesthood and a good friend of Jimmy Fitzsimmons. And he has found his calling as the new faith formation director up at St. Mary's in Spirit Lake. And ladies and gentlemen, stay tuned. This summer, we hope we're going to do some more fun things with St. Mary's Spirit Lake Parish and the Blessed Virgin Mary, thanks to some collaboration with Derek Propst. So we want you to tune in and to hear all of that excitement. And then we've got Father Roeder and Ed Wilchin. And of course, when you think of the Blessed Virgin Mary, you think of the beautiful statue up at Trinity Heights. And Terry Hagerty is going to wrap up Tuesday morning before we celebrate Mass at 11:30 with Father Mark Stoll, who is your guest on Tuesday.
Yeah, and we got to give a shout out. Father Mark Stoll is the host for that Tuesday, and the handsome and talented priest who is stationed or assigned to Modern Day Parish. And he also is associated with the Diocesan Tribunal, and he has hosted our pledge drives in the past, and it's always great fun to have him on, and we are so thankful that he is so supportive of Siouxland Catholic Radio. And actually, when Father Roeder comes on with Ed Wilchin, Father Roeder has just been assigned to two of the parishes in Carroll County, so that might be his farewell swan song here to Sioux City when he comes on the air. And I think the world of Father Roeder too. He's always wonderful. And one of the things, of course, after Father Roeder, how can we go wrong? Terry Hagerty with Queen of Peace. But then we kind of break for lunch, and we do have lunch here in case you would like to join us. But one of the things we have going on is we have exposition of the Blessed Sacrament. And we have that in our chapel, and it runs the whole day of the pledge drive each day, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. So if you'd like to come down and spend some time with our Lord, yep, that would be great. It is the Blessed Sacrament is exposed at 8 a.m., and then it is reposed at 5 p.m. So again, we have a lovely chapel, and you can come down, spend some time in the presence of our Lord, in between watching us on the radio and having lunch with us. So we are just so thrilled that we have that ability. We also have Mass. Father Mark has agreed to celebrate Mass at 11 a.m. And then we kind of take a break in the afternoon because we know that a lot of our listeners are working, so they might not be tuning the radio in at that time. So we have the Divine Mercy Chaplet at 3 o'clock, and then we come back on the air with a couple of my favorite folks. Father Mark Barron, who is from St. Augustine's Mission in Winnebago, Nebraska, always a delight. Someplace I have a great picture of him and me at one of the previous pledge drives. And then Becky Meyer, who is, I think, Director of Development. And I've known Becky for a long, long time, and it's a joy to collaborate with these people at a different level in my career now, in my retirement years. And retirement means that I have a radio show and I write and all that good stuff. But following Father Mark, Lisa, is another Lisa.
Ladies and gentlemen, yes. And just, by the way, a quick shout out. If you missed Father Barron's wonderful Lenten programs and their monthly educational series, you missed out on a lot. He just does a fabulous job. The young lady that's coming on at 4 o'clock is another Lisa. Some of you might know her as Lisa Frecking from Guardian Angel or Miss Lisa. She called in during our pledge drive and said, you know, it is so nice to hear Father Sam and a local friend. And she is the president of Court Santa Maria number 179 in Lamar's. She is going to be sharing her story. And she sent me last night a beautiful 3-page letter that I am going to let her share with you all. And then we're going to wrap up with your report from Another Faith in Action, Deacon Fred and Beth Karpuk. You heard them talk earlier about remembering church, and you wonder about the impact of Siouxland Catholic Radio. We had a listener who stopped by to talk to Ann Reed and I. And ladies and gentlemen, I see Ann pointing her fingers at Joanne. So we'll take this moment to thank our underwriters and sponsors, and we'll be back to share with you Deacon Fred and Beth after this break.